You are listening to a summary of the role of U.S. monetary policy in global banking crises, a report by Bora Durdu, Alex Martin, and Ilner Zur.
The Federal Reserve's monetary policy holds implications not just for the United States, but for the global economic architecture. Central bankers abroad must respond to American monetary activities by deploying their own resources as a means to achieve their distinctive policy objectives. Writing for the Federal Reserve Board, economists Bora Durdu, Alex Martin, and Ilner Zur examine the role of U.S. monetary policy as it relates to financial stability in other nations. Financial professionals, economists, and policy experts will appreciate the insightful analysis and comprehensive research contained in this authoritative report. U.S. Federal Reserve actions reverberate through other countries.
Federal Reserve leaders manipulate policy levers in an effort to moderate inflationary forces. However, the domestic effects of Fed actions are only one side of the story. Spillover impacts occur throughout other economies and carry substantive weight, depending on a country's exposure and connectivity. In terms of financial and commercial ties to the United States, experts reviewing 69 countries, 24 advanced and 45 emerging markets, across the timeline from 1870 to 2010, have found several financial and economic repercussions resulting from U.S. monetary policy direction.
The extent of a nation's financial and commercial ties with the United States determines the former's susceptibility to spillover effects.
From the perspective of financial and banking crises, a country's internal monetary policy can produce shocks to its own economic ecosystem. For example, central bankers may follow a policy of low interest rates and loose liquidity that can facilitate overborrowing and lead to asset bubbles. When the bubble pops and deleverage occurs, systemic risk echoes throughout the nation's financial channels. However, U.S. monetary policy may also play an outsized role in another state's financial and economic stability. Take the case of Fed leaders who, sensing a domestic inflationary environment and excessive asset prices, choose to pursue a tightening of monetary policy. Research finds that tightening just by 1% produces a 1% to 7% increased likelihood of a foreign financial crisis, depending on the connectivity of that economy to the U.S. economy. But nations that incorporate their economies into the global trade and financial system experience a correlative effect of U.S. policy that is statistically irrelevant.
American monetary policy, via its impact on global capital flows, influences a foreign nation's default risk profile.
A U.S. tightening causes funds to move out of emerging market economies. On the other hand, when the United States relaxes its monetary policy, capital moves from America to foreign economies in search of better returns. This isn't necessarily a positive outcome for those countries, because the resulting credit bubble can lead to risky loans and ultimately to a financial crisis. In totality, a nation's economic linkages with the United States determine the probability of a financial crisis in reaction to Fed policy.